Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Causey reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford scores. Causey moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims to second, and Buford is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sims moves to third. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Causey bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Sims and he is out, Gill applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. Lee May pinch hits for Gus Gill. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Gary Bell. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Locker, and towards Weiss, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to second. John O'Donohue now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off locker, and towards Buford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.